Are you ready to take your photography skills to the next level? Registration is open for PPA's Fall Photography Workshops, happening at locations all across the country. These full-day in-person workshops are led by fellow professional photographers and cover everything from marketing strategies to lighting techniques, posing, editing, sales, and more. It's a hands-on opportunity to learn, grow, and connect with your photography community. Oh yeah, and if you're a PPA member, you'll earn one service merit for every workshop you attend. That's a double win. Get started at ppa.com/workshops. That's ppa.com/workshops.
We get to talk all about technology today and creative play because this is the Creative Play series. But I want to start with your title because you may have the coolest title in the industry.
It's a Photoshop evangelist. It's actually the digital imaging evangelist for Adobe. Yes. So that covers Lightroom and Photoshop. Evangelism because it's something I talk about all the time.
Well, technology is something that is now a part of our life. Like you can't do this anymore if you're not almost a buff or like, you know, taking technology seriously every day. How come some people just don't gravitate to it naturally and some people take it like a duck to water?
Well, being a person that actually does not gravitate towards it very naturally, I think I can speak from that side. I mean, it's not something that I necessarily want to go seek out and learn every day. I mean, some people just do. They love to know how exactly everything works. And actually, I struggle with it sometimes. So it takes me a while to learn technology. And some people might be going, oh, come on. But it's true. I have access to the engineers who build our products. And I have that access to them before our products ship. So I have a huge advantage because I actually have time to look at the features, ask them questions, try to figure out how to put it in kind of layman's terms so that I understand it, and then how to explain it to a photographer or a designer or someone who's doing even radiology, but they need to use imaging. So so I'm not one who just wants to run out and learn how everything works, but I did grow up in a household that had both a creative side and an engineering side. Okay. So I like both sides of the equation.
I would imagine having that point of view with direct access to the brains that build it is actually for all of our benefit. If you were a technical wonk and then had to go tell people, what do you mean you don't get it? Like, I bet that's an advantage for us. That you have to ask questions. Do you see what I mean? Like you're coming at it from a layman's point of view, respectfully.
Absolutely. Because I will, and I know I do this, and I'm sorry for the engineers because I will ask the exact same question and they'll be like, Julianne, we already answered that. They didn't answer it in a way I understood. So sometimes it takes like two or three times for someone to answer your question. And then they answer it in maybe a little different of a way. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I get it now. I totally see it now. So, and you know, there's so many different types of learners out there too, that I wouldn't expect, you know, just because one person says it once, maybe a third of the room will get it. And I could say it the same 50 times and the other two thirds won't get it until someone else comes along and they say it just a little bit differently. And then it completely dawns on them. So
isn't that one of the challenges with Lightroom and Photoshop, that these pieces of software can land rockets on the moon? They're so powerful, yet people have to start with no knowledge to begin using them. There's so much that they can do, that there's a learning curve, but once they learn it, it can do anything. Isn't that one of the ongoing opportunities for Adobe?
I think it is. I mean, we're always trying to make it easier to get into our products and become successful more quickly. But at the same time, I would say yes, and that's why they make a lot of automatic cars.
Yeah.
But if you really want to be like a Formula One driver, you're going to need to know what's going on under the hood. And I think that the more you can master your tools, then the less you have to think about them, right? Like when you're a photographer and you're first learning, there's like this thing called aperture, you know, that, and then there's shutter speed, and then there's ISO. So there's this like same trifecta of Photoshop, which has like layers and maskings, you know, like, yeah. And it's hard to learn them all at once, but once you master them all and put them together, then some really beautiful things happen where you're no longer thinking in those like, okay, do I have to set, what's the ISO? I want this depth of field. What should I set my camera to? It's the same in Photoshop and Lightroom. I think it's the same with anything. Once you master those tools, you don't have to think about them, then all your brain can focus on being creative.
What's new? What's something that maybe people aren't playing with enough? What's coming? Let's talk about Lightroom first. Let's talk about Lightroom and the cool stuff that's in there right now. What's getting you excited?
The masking. Okay. The masking's insane. I mean, I used to spend so much time, you know, selecting an object, selecting a person, selecting their eyes, their teeth, their hair. And with the new AI masking, it just, boom, it clicks. And it's not always perfect, but the great thing about Lightroom's masking is there are different components. So if you tell it to do an automated mask, like, you know, select a cup and it misses like the handle or something, you can add a brush and just brush in the handle. I mean, it's getting easier and easier, and it's whatever we see today, it's only going to get better.
You get to see the stuff we don't get to see. Are you seeing like generations that we will get to see in 6 months?
Yeah.
So don't tell me, I don't want to ruin anything, but is some of the stuff that's coming like no way kind of level?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm quite blown away by it. I think also that, like, you know, it's hard when you know a product so well, when you have a skill that you've learned and it's taken so many years, it's really difficult when something comes along and makes it easier, right? Because all of a sudden you're like, oh, I feel threatened. Yeah. Like, I am really good with a pen tool. What does this mean for me? Like, I'm not going to need this skill anymore. And then I just start thinking, you know what? Yeah, I was good with a pen tool, but do I really want to spend my days making selections and using the pen tool? Or would I rather be out taking more photographs? And I think I decided I'd rather be out taking more photographs.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, especially if it has gotten to the point where it can do what I want it to do. Yeah.
So that's been one of the big broken promises, I think, of AI in many other products, that it will do this, and then you try and make it do that, and it really doesn't do that. You can see that it's going to, but to have it pay off on its promises, that's really exciting that it's starting to do that. Last word on technology, is there anything that we haven't covered as far as what Adobe's doing or what you wish people would do with the software?
One thing would just be, like, don't say no before you've tried it. Like, give it a try. You know, at least then you can make an informed decision on whether or not you want to incorporate a piece of software or a tool or a technology into your workflow. But what fascinates me is when creative people then use our tools and they do things that I would have never thought of doing. So don't say that, you know, just because this is this tool will retouch, you know, lettuce on a sandwich, you know, like, you can use it to do anything. So don't get stuck with what we say, what the tool should be used for.